my name is Melissa.
I'm Cindy.
I'm Nancy.
And today we're going to have a discussion on our American dream. So our very first question is, which of these six boxes is the most important to your dream?
So mine would be my job, because without like my job first, I don't know like about like my dream house and like stuff like that. So it would depend on my job. And I want to be like a therapist, but like for kids, for like elementary.
Oh, okay. So like a school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like if that goes good, then like that goes on through like my other dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, as Nancy said, without a job, like, I mean, you need a future and you need money unless you have all the way you want, like a home and all. So yeah, I think job would also be important.
So for me, I sort of just said family. I said that, I think that family is like important. Should always like come first before anything. I don't know.
The support?
Yeah, the support. See, like you could get like support from them and like financial help too as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the second question is, which of these six boxes will be the most difficult to achieve and why?
For me, it'll probably be the neighborhood, because like not everything's perfect how like you're gonna want something.
Yeah, and if you like want it, you would have to pay more.
Yeah, so like so that's why for me, I put that I would like not like a very picky community, like you can like make noise, because like I hate the ones that like
very reserved.
Yeah. And like it's so silent, like no one lives there, so like
yeah.
I don't, like,
and then you like get noise complaints.
Yeah. And also not like a very packed community too.
Yeah. So, would you want like a small house or a big house?
I would want a condo. Do you know guys what do?
Oh yeah, like an apartment.
Yeah, it's like a whole like
yeah,
two-story apartment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like those are cool.
What do you think is going to be the most difficult to achieve?
To achieve? Probably getting a home, because right now, like, I mean, rent and all, it's too costly. And then, I mean, for you to look for one, to be on the hunt, it's really hard to find the one that you want, you know?
Yeah. For me, I just said, I kind of agreed with you guys, because rent is expensive, like you said, Cindy.
Yeah.
And especially in California, since everything costs so much more, I think home would be also, like, adding on to what you said, I think it would also be difficult because not all homes have the requirements that you need. And if you do, obviously you'd have to pay more. But I think that's, like, the most difficult one. So what about, like, what would you be willing to sacrifice to achieve your dream? Okay. Well, I said that I would probably have to work overtime. That would also mean that I would have to have a job that pays very well. And I would have to, like, pick up shifts and stuff like that. And maybe I would have to, like, pick up a second job.
What would be your dream? Like,
okay, so my dream job would be, like, becoming a nurse. I don't know. I really like kids, and I really want to do that. So, like, a pediatrician or something.
But yeah, that's why I prefer mine, that I want to be a nurse. Because, like, I like to help out kids with, like, their problems.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah, the same thing as you, like, get extra, like, time of, like, how do you say, like?
Overtime?
Overtime, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a main.
And most shifts are, like, 8 hours or less or more.
Yeah. It depends on the job.
That's true.
And if you, yeah, that's why I wouldn't want, like, a big, giant house and, like, be, like, like working and working and working and working.
Yeah.
That's why, like, to be more calm, like, like not an apartment as well, like the little one.
Yeah.
Like that's why I think condos are like half and half. So
I think it looks so cheap, but like just start working like a little bit more.
You also don't want to spend like all your time working.
Yeah.
It's like you're not gonna have any family time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like what's the point of you buying like a big giant house
if you're not gonna enjoy it?
If you're not gonna enjoy like in being in there.
Yeah. So like what would you be willing to sacrifice in order to achieve your dream?
Something that I would be willing to sacrifice? Sure. I mean, probably like I agree with you guys. In a way.
Or like try emphasizing. Or like, what do you mean? Like, how do you agree with us?
And like, yeah. Well, I mean, to achieve your dream, like you have to start working like a bit before. Like, I mean, the grades. You have to get good grades and all that. And then for a job, you have to start earning like minimum money before.
Also, if you like plan on like going to college,
yeah,
and like wanting to buy a home,
yeah, stressful, life is stressful,
yeah, and like if you have debt,
that's what I think that people that like, I don't know if you guys ever been to like stores where like you get credit, and like,
oh yeah,
I don't think, well, for my opinion, I think that like, I wouldn't want to be in a credit position because like. It would be like, just pay it. Like, if you don't have that money, then don't get it. Like,
yeah.
But if you do, like, buy it at that time, but don't get credit from it.
Yeah. Because, like, sometimes you don't pay off your bill on time, and that makes your credit go down.
Yeah.
But it's going to make it worse.
Yeah. And then when you want to purchase a home, you have a bad credit score.
I mean, that's also, it's also a good reason why to get, like, credits from like stores, so like when you get a house, like they have like the background.
Yeah. So like,
but I just feel like
I don't know. So it could be like a good and bad thing.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Okay. So going back to our topic, do you guys notice any patterns within our group?
Probably the jobs, like first jobs, and then like. That makes up to your expectation.
Yeah. I also think that, like, I mean, we also all kind of said homes as, like, our most important dream, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to explain about your family?
My family?
Yeah.
No. How about you get, or we explain, like, our homes, or, like, our dream homes?
Okay. So, honestly, like, okay, so I would want, like, somewhere around where, like, there's, like, how do you say, like, or your school, like, the college are you going to be in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be around there, and then I want to be, like, around, like, not, like, far away from family, but with, like, close up to family, and probably, like, my future
spouse.
Yeah. And, like, after like we settle everything down, like the kids, but yeah, like I don't want a lot of kids either, like just want two.
Really? A boy or a girl?
Both. Like one and one. I want to have a boy first and then a girl.
Yeah.
So awkward.
Okay, how about you? What's your...
So for my home, I said apartment. I mean, I've been living in an apartment for some time, and I kind of got used to it, so I feel like living in a home would be a lot, because as you guys said before, like, you guys don't enjoy it or anything, and to have all that space just for you.
I think two-story houses are scary, like, in movies.
Really?
Like, I just think that, like, scary, like, I would be scared to go down, like, the stairs.
Really?
Yeah, I like
juice.
Like, I don't know, it just, like, gives me the chills. Like, at my house, like, I have stairs to take out the trash, and I run. Like, I'm just, like, I throw it, and then I just run because, like, I'm scared. Like, you never know, like, someone can grab you. That's what I like big houses, too.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I said, like, the complete opposite of you guys. I said that. backyard, like a big backyard with like a lot of space and like maybe a pool. And like that, yeah, that goes well because like I want like 3 kids.
Each one with one.
Yeah.
Gender's just.
I want like 2 boys and 1 girl. Yeah. So like the older siblings can be like. Yeah. And I said that I would want it to be like well furnished, and you know, and I would want to like resemble a home that's like from Mexico City. Like, do you know how there's the homes in Mexico are like really colorful?
Yeah.
It would make me feel like home.
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah. What about, or going back to families, like, or what's your, what do you want for your family?
I feel like, okay, so I would just be with like the future husband and like and 2 kids, because I feel like having more than that, it's like too like stressful.
Yeah.
And like, okay, not getting it wrong, but like I like kids, but at one point I'm just like get away, like get away. I need my time.
Girl. Yeah.
Like that's why like I don't know, I just feel like, and then like I like. Anything me, but like I like kids like under the age of 3, like those are like more fun, I think.
Yeah.
Like they're like more like cute.
Yeah.
And then like once they grow up, I'm just like, dude, grow up, like just yeah, you're old 3.
Yeah, I work you with kids.
Okay, we have to make this what do you say?
For my family, well, I mean, I would have, you know, and children, I'm not sure. I mean, I have 2 sisters and they're young, so right now me with them, I see that I'm not really patient with kids. And as you said, like I'll only like them under the age of 3 after that. Like, you know, but I mean probably 2. That's it.
Yeah.
So I said that I would obviously a spouse and 3 kids, and I said 2 boys and 1 girl preferably, but I don't mind the gender, I just like prefer. But like before having a family, I would want to know like the 2 responsibilities as like a parent, so I would want a dog to like prepare me for that. And I would want to adopt it. Because, adopt, don't shop.
Oh, adopt.
Yeah.
Oh, I had adopt.
No.
I don't know where I got that one.
Yeah.
Adopt.
Yeah. But, I feel like having a dog is good, but, like, just the one. Because, like, I just feel like too much, like, it's, like, buy food and, like, shots, vet, and everything, so.
It's already expensive.
Yeah.
what do you guys value?
Family, my sisters, parents, friends, family in general.
Mm-hmm. I really value my sister. Like, I feel like she's like a good like role model, my older sister. Like, right now she's like away, like she's in like San Luis Obispo, like all over there.
Oh, where?
San Luis Obispo. It's like San Luis. San Luis Obispo.
Oh, Mexico.
No, not Mexico.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like right here. It's like 5-6 hours ago.
Oh.
Yeah, 6. It's like a long ride. But like she's over there. She's like making her own life and like. Yeah, it's like she lives more on her own, like with like other college kids. And like I just feel like her life is like something I want to follow that.
Yeah.
And
so she's your role model.
Yeah. I said that I value like the importance of like family and free time, because anything can happen. It's like you don't know. you don't know if you're gonna be alive tomorrow, like as sad as it seems. Like, you need to cherish your time with your family.
Yeah.
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 They're the ones that are gonna be there.
Okay, do you guys notice a generational, or like, to our last question, do you guys notice a generational difference in our dreams?
Probably differences, like, our homes, like, how we want our homes.
Yeah.
Like, Cindy said, like, a little small, little, like, apartment. I said, like, a condo, like, not that big or small, and then Melissa wants, like, a whole house. With like 4 bedrooms. But yeah,
I agree with you. I think that's like our only difference. I think we kind of value the same things in life and prosper to be safer. Yeah. Anyways, thank you for listening to our talk, American Dreams. Thank you.